The White House says talks with Iran will include discussion of its nuclear program. On Friday, the U.S. accepted Tehran's proposal for international negotiations, which would include Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China. But the U.S. was disappointed that Iran excluded its nuclear program from the proposed talks. Over the weekend, Iran's foreign minister said the discussion of nuclear issues might be included if, quote, conditions are ripe. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs told reporters traveling with the president yesterday that Iran's nuclear program will definitely be brought up. In opening a dialogue with Iran, the president is fulfilling a campaign promise, but he's also leaving himself open to criticism from those who oppose talks with Tehran. Joining us now is Trita Parsi, president of the National Iranian American Council in Washington. Welcome to the program, Mr. Parsi.
Thank you.
Now, in announcing these talks, the Obama administration has said that expectations are pretty low, actually. So why agree to them in the first place?
Because if you try, obviously you will not have any guarantee for success. But if you don't try, then you have a guarantee for failure. And the United States has not pursued sustained diplomacy with Iran for more than 30 years now. At the same time, it is important to keep in mind that diplomacy could not have started at a worse time. Mindful of the Iranian government's repression in the last 3 months, the election fraud, the killings on the streets, this is an even more sensitive time to begin diplomacy than it was before.
So the president is going to possibly get criticized from a couple of different fronts. On the one hand, those who are concerned about human rights and the way that the Iranian government handled the aftermath of its elections. And again, from those who are concerned about the fact that Iran continues to refuse to discuss its nuclear program.
Well, I think, first of all, on the human rights front, the human rights community is not opposed to diplomacy. They're opposed to the idea that human rights would not be included in diplomacy. And on the nuclear front, there's been a statement by the Iranian Foreign Ministry in which he seems to be a little bit more open to it. I think what we should keep in mind is that what you saw in the Iranian proposal is their opening bid. It's not the end of the story.
Now, apart from domestic politics here in this country, what are some of the other risks that the White House is taking in opening up these talks?
Well, I think one of the risks that the administration is taking is precisely that the diplomacy is taking place now. Because Iran is still in somewhat of a political chaos and disarray. You had reports of one of the presidential candidates being an arrest warrant having been issued for him. So there's going to be a lot of tremendously intense infighting going on in Iran. That means that the Iranians may not be as capable as they should be to negotiate and make the decisions and make the decisions for compromise. So if one pursues diplomacy right now, it may actually have a less chance of a success than if one had waited a little bit longer to really see more political clarity in Iran.
Obviously, any talks with Iran are going to go on for a long time, but are there any sort of short-term tangible results that these talks could produce?
It would be very positive if there could be some additional collaboration taking place in Afghanistan, for instance, between the U.S. and Iran as one of the short-term outcomes of the talks between the P5 plus 1 and Iran, as well as greater IAEA inspections and access to Iranian nuclear facilities. But I also hope that in the variety of issues that the Iranians want to discuss, and they are the ones who have broadened the agenda, that the United States will see that as an opening to also broaden the agenda and then include human rights onto the agenda. Because what is taking place in Iran right now with the beatings and the killings is simply unacceptable.
Trita Parsi is president of the National Iranian American Council in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much, Mr. Parsi.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to NPR News.